You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
If you've been following the COVID-19 news, as of today, there are still more questions than answers. But in spite of that, there is no shortage of people who know exactly where the virus did or did not come from. They also know what we should do and are demanding that we do what they say. Now, that's pure arrogance. Just take a short trip down memory lane and you'll find that the same people who are demanding obedience were the same people telling us that we did not need to use face masks, and they were telling us that the virus was birthed in a wet market. Now it appears that it escaped from a lab. Why the arrogance? Why not simply say, we don't know? Maybe it's because admitting that you don't know requires humility. The truth is that the only void greater than the lack of answers to the COVID-19 virus from some of our politicians, news reporters, and celebrities is humility. With that said, I'd like to confess that it's easier for me to see the lack of humility in others than it is to see in myself. I think that for most of us, when we lack humility, it's not driven by arrogance, but rather by a sense of being left behind. Because humility is the attitude of prioritizing others before myself. The problem is that humility leaves us asking ourselves, what about me? Matthew 5:5 reads, God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. Now, lack of humility causes us to think me first, and the me first attitude destroys friendships, marriages, families, churches, communities, and even countries. Not only that, but lacking humility eventually will even distance us from God. Maybe that's why in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught that the way to obtain God's blessing was through humility. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul commands us to have the same attitude of humility that Jesus had, who voluntarily came into this world to serve and not to be served. And yes, it did cost him his life, but at the end, God rewarded him and gave him the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As we go through this difficult time, clothe yourself with humility. Look for opportunities to safely serve others, and not only outside of your home, you should begin practicing humility in your home as well. Finally, pick up your phone and call your brothers and sisters in Christ. Call your friends and family members and check up on them. And if nothing else, pray with them. And when you're thinking, what about me? Remember that God blesses those who are humble.